Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House. When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of Around the House Show, where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining us today. This is our midweek special. This is the one that doesn't air on the radio. And it's just kind of our catch up in the middle of the week. And I had a 100% pivot on what I was going to talk about today. And let me explain. I was cranking around the news this morning. Julie just headed off to work and I was just getting ready to go jump in the shower. And I parked over on Fox News this morning in the Fox and Friends show. And I watch about six different news stations in the morning trying to see what's out there because I catch little nuggets like this. And the fill-in host, Rachel Campos Duffy, was spouting off about appliances, and I went, oh, I got to watch this one. Now, here's the thing. We're going to talk today about the myths of quote-unquote green appliances and the new appliances that are out there, because I think it's worth talking about. And I am the first to be against greenwashing, of doing green to be green. And what happened in, for instance, in the 1990s, when the U.S. government got involved with our U.S. toilets, which made us use more water because we put inferior products out on the market that you had to flush twice, that probably used more water than the old toilet you were replacing because we got way over our skis. Now, this morning, Rachel Campos Duffy was posting her flag, shall we say, and going to take on the fight of green appliances by making a blanket statement saying that they were all inferior because the U.S. government got involved. And I'll be honest, because she's not, or she doesn't know what she's talking about, one of the two, because she got in there, and a little asterisk here, she said that she had two dishwashers in her kitchen. She's got nine kids, so I'm not going to fault her on that one. But she's got two 20-year-old dishwashers that she doesn't want to replace because the new ones don't work. If you're not cheap and you buy a decent dishwasher and use decent detergent, it's going to work great. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't. If you go buy a... There's a ton of great brands. Bosch, Miele. Go down the list. LG. There's a lot of great brands out there that are doing great work on cleaning dishes. But if you buy a $300 dishwasher and you buy the ultra green detergent or you buy cheap detergent, it's not going to wash. It doesn't matter if you've got an old dishwasher or a new one. Now, with dishwashers specifically, the new dishwasher detergents, when they got rid of the phosphates that were in there, because that was harmful to the environment, especially with people on septic tanks, those phosphates were what cleaned the dishes. So they went to an enzyme-based formula. So first off, if you are rinsing your dishes before you put them in the dishwasher, you're getting less clean dishes because they have to have food to activate the enzymes. So if you're pre-washing them, that's on you because you're creating dirtier dishes because you're not letting the soap work. So be careful of that. And the people that want to make the argument about, well, my dishwasher doesn't work because if I don't pre-wash them, they come out dirty. Well, then you've got a defective dishwasher or you have the wrong detergent. So there's a couple things that you should take a look at there. Maybe it's time for a new dishwasher, but you're still not getting cleaner dishes. You might be getting the chunks of stuff off there, but they're not going to be any more cleaner, any more sanitized by pre-washing them, period. So there's the key. Scrape them off, of course, but they do work. Now, when it comes to ranges, an induction range will cook faster than a gas range, period. There's no doubt about that. And you have more temperature control with an induction range than on 95% of the gas ranges. So that's not an issue. So I'm going to give some advice to the people out there that are fighting against the gas range ban. And I am against banning gas appliances, 100%. I think it's a mistake. I think there's two reasons why we should have multiple sources of fuel for our appliances. One, it's good to have competition between two companies. I do not want one company giving me everything and having the rates where the gas company and the electric company fight it out, give us better rates, because they will lose customers. People go, heck, I'm going to go to a gas range because my electricity is expensive. Anytime we have competition, it helps us in the long run. Two, gas ranges don't give off that much pollution. It's negligible. All the studies that we're seeing out there that they're trying to wave around the gas range problems is because people have gas ranges that aren't working correctly. So if your gas range is tuned up and it's a good working model, you don't have any obvious gas leaks, guess what? It's going to work great. The pollution inside is a cooking problem, not a gas range, electric range, induction electric range problem, period. If you're using your hood, you don't have an issue. That's the deal. So if you turn on the hood, the vents outside, you're good to go. You're not having the indoor air quality issues you have with a gas range. It's all about the hood. And if you got a recirculating hood, guess what? Need to change that out. They're no good. Make that vent all the way to the outside. But if the conservatives out there are going to fight back against the gas range ban or the gas appliances ban or the gas heating ban, guess what? If you're using the flag to fight is they don't work, you got the wrong topic, kids. That's not going to fly with people, because the people that have bought them and are knowing how to use them correctly, they're working great. If you want to make the argument about freedom and competition, I gotcha. I understand. That's a legitimate argument. But trying to use the argument that, well, you know, they don't work. Well, you don't know what you're talking about. Front load washers have worked for decades better than top load washers, period. And using less water. So don't give me that. They do. As long as you buy decent appliances, they work great. Now, would I like to see my dishwasher not run so long and use a little more water? Yeah, okay. I'd like to see it, because my dishwasher runs twice as long as it used to because it's using less water. That's how they do that. But really? No, it cleans just fine. My dishwasher cleans better than the one I had 20 years ago. And that was a top-of-the-line one then. So using that argument is not a good one. So my thing with this out there, guys, is there are a lot of different narratives going on in the media out there, especially in the national media talking about the appliances. And we need to kind of stay focused. If you want to buy a new appliance, go out and buy a new appliance. Rachel Campos Duffy, I'm calling you out. Go buy a decent dishwasher. I don't care what brand. Go buy some, you know, LGs or Miele or Asco or whatever you want to buy. It's going to work great. Saying that it doesn't work, you don't know what you're talking about. And if you guys want to fight the battle of people trying to ban gas appliances out there, you go for it. But use a legitimate argument, not one that's made out of ignorance. And that way people have a choice out there. And, you know, I'll be honest, I've got a gas range in my house. It works great. Would I probably be happier cooking on an induction one? Yeah, I would, because I'll have better control of the temperature. But guess what? I have a gas appliance, and that's what it is. Do I have a gas furnace in my house? I do, but I have electric air conditioner. But I like to have that balance. And yes, I did replace my gas water heater with a heat pump water heater because guess what? It saves me a boatload of money. And it gives me more hot water. So it made sense to me. But what you want to do at your house should be your choice, not somebody else's. And that's my key for today. Just understand what the stuff is and don't buy the hype out there from either side of the argument. Don't buy the gas range issue. If you have a leaking gas range, call your gas company and have them come out and take a look at it. They'll do it for free. Maybe do it once a year. Have them come out and take a look. Make sure it's good. Other than that, your gas range is going to work great for you as long as you use that hood. And there's the key. So let's find the middle, where is where the truth is in this argument. And that's something that I think we should all grab our hands around and have this debate and, quite frankly, move on to better topics because we got much bigger problems in this world debating on whether we should use gas or electricity. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. We got a great show coming up this weekend. I'm going to talk about how to hire a tile contractor. We're going to talk about some healthy indoor air tips, as well as so much more this weekend. I mean, we've got a jam-packed show, and I'm looking forward to it. And then on the TV show, we've got a bunch more, too. I'll throw up a tease a little bit later this week. We got a lot of great stuff coming at you. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House, everybody. I really appreciate it. If you've got questions or comments, send me something over on Twitter or Facebook, or head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. And that's where you can track me down. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House.
Discovered anywhere beyond the mean. Life is a love song, let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.